Time to turn the volume up. Get your boogie on and enjoy Live 5. Powered by Nugs.net. Right here on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Something a little different on today's episode of Live 5 as we pay tribute to Robert Hunter, Jerry Garcia's writing partner, who together were responsible for a large percentage of the Grateful Dead's canon of music. Hunter, who was 78, passed in the hands of his wife at home Monday, September 23rd in Northern California. I'd contend that few lyricists contributed as much to a band's collection of music as Hunter did. He was another member of the band, though he shrouded himself in anonymity. His work, the stories, the characters, and the vibe of words were well known to all Deadheads. Over the course of this show, we'll share some of his songs performed by artists currently toiling on the scene. Several of them have passed along words as well, which we will also share with you. If you know the words to these songs, we'd encourage you to sing along and pass this episode or Hunter's work along to others. Let there be songs to fill the air. To get us started, let's hear from Vince Herman of Leftover Salmon on what he sees as Hunter's contribution to songwriting.
Robert Hunter took the abstract and somehow made it feel personal. After Jerry, you know, put the melodies to it, it became something we all owned. We owned those songs. We lived those songs. And what a blessing to have had that man on the earth. He's caused writing to be a lot different here in the early 21st century.
Give it up, Reverend Sunshine Garcia!
Give.
way to ride. It's got no center dividing line. It got very few rules to guide. Spend a little time on the mountain. I spent a little time on the hill. But things went down. I don't understand, but I'm thinking it. You gotta carry the load. I don't know who's back that strong, but we're gonna find out before too long.
One way or another, one way or another, one way or another,
this darkness it got to get. Everybody now. Darkness has got to give. Where is darkness got to give? Where is darkness got to give?
Got to give.
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 That was Leftover Salmon and their cover of New Speedway Boogie, recorded September 14th, 2019 at the Deadwood Jam in Deadwood, South Dakota. Up in the Bay Area in Northern California, the mood was quite melancholy with the news of Robert Hunter's passing. It was there, of course, that he passed and made his mark on the world. We caught up with Reed Genauer to get his take on Robert Hunter.
Robert Hunter is hands down my greatest influence, and today's a sad day. It stings. It's definitely a loss. But he left us with a shit ton to remember him by. On a personal anecdote, I had a chance to meet him and spend some time with him. And of all the greats that I've met, he was the truest, kind of what you'd expect. Just warm and endearing and welcoming. And I have a funny memory of him, which is he had a fruit basket backstage and he offered me a pear, which is just funny because he could have said, would you like a piece of fruit? There were many kinds, but he plucked a pear specifically for me. And I don't know, I loved that.
Gone are the days when the ox fall down. Take up the oak and plow the fields around. Gone are the days when the lady said, please, gentle Jack Jones, won't you come to me? Brown-eyed women in red, red undine. The bottle was dusty, but the liquor was clean. Sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down, and it looks like the old man. to the dregs of the whiskey jar. 1930, when the walls caved in, he saved his way selling red-eyed gin. Brown-eyed women in red grenadine. The bottle was dusty, but the liquor was clean. Sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down, and it looks like the old
pouring down, looks like the old man.
Reed Genauer and Friends, featuring Jason Crosby, Reed Mathis, Mark Caron, Ezra Lipp, and Cochran McMillan, performing Brown Eyed Women at Terrapin Crossroads, June 20th, 2015. We've had Andy Falco and Chris Pandolfi on from the infamous String Dusters a few times, and each time they've specifically been asked about the influence of the Grateful Dead and by association Robert Hunter on their music and the covers they play. In fact, just this past weekend, they joined Keller Williams and Oteil Burbridge to perform a bluegrass tribute to the Grateful Dead at the Borderland Festival in East Aurora, New York. So we had to reach out once again to Andy Falco and hear what he had to say about Robert Hunter.
Robert Hunter's lyrics had a tremendous impact on me. I was lucky enough to be introduced to the Grateful Dead's music at an early age by my older brother. And he turned me on to the bootleg tapes and the albums, and I listened to that music so closely. But it really was the stories, the timeless stories, that drew me in. And Jerry's delivery of these stories, of course, was a big part of it as well. I mean, they were such an amazing combination. You know, Jerry was able to bring Robert's stories to life and personify these characters in such a beautiful way. And so, you know, it's been an inspiration, and it always will be. And, you know, he will be greatly missed but never forgotten, because we will always have his songbook out there to go back to. So thank you, Robert Hunter.
We can share the women, we can share the wine. We can share what we got of yours, 'cause we don't share all the mine. Keep on rolling, just a mile to go. Keep on rolling a mile. Jump the watchman right outside the fence. Took his rings for bucks and change. Ain't that heaven sent? Texas, 4th day of July. The sun's so hot, the clouds so low, the eagles fill the sky. Catch the detour, lining out of Santa Fe. Great Northern, out of Cheyenne, from sea to shining sea. Gotta go to Tulsa.
Beautiful rendition of Jack Straw from the infamous String Dusters, August 9th, 2019, at the Yarmany Music Festival in Bonn, Colorado. Warren Haynes wrote a beautiful tribute to Robert Hunter on Facebook and admitted that he was somewhat of a latecomer to the Grateful Dead's music and Robert Hunter's lyrics. In fact, Haynes co-wrote a song with Robert Hunter for Government Mule, the very pretty Lay of the Sunflower. Even though he arrived late to the party, Warren Haynes has played a big part in carrying on the Grateful Dead canon of music. whether during his time with Phil and Friends, The Dead, on solo projects, or with various symphonies performing Garcia and Hunter's work. Our favorite times, though, are when Warren straps on a guitar and delivers Hunter pen lyrics in the most delicate of ways.
All the years combined. The mountain to a dream. A broken angel sings from a guitar. In the end, there's just a song. Come crying like the wind through all the broken dreams and vanished years. Still. Crying like the wind. Oh, it seems like all this life was just a dream. Still the blue. Still the blue.
A haunting and gorgeous version of Stella Blue from Warren Haynes, July 27th, 2019, at Prescott Park in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. When news first broke regarding Robert Hunter's passing, I immediately, like many others, thought of Brokedown Palace. It is one of my absolute favorite songs to sing along with, and many a night it keeps me company on our ride home from being out. Before we leave you, let's listen in to Joe Russo's almost dead performance of Brokedown Palace from the Pageant in St. Louis, Missouri, February 16th, 2019. Fare thee well, Robert Hunter. You know our love won't fade away.
been listening to the Live 5 powered by Nugs.net. Technical production from Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Special thanks to all the bands that have been on the show and Jeff Gorman at Nugs.net. Theme music provided by Spafford. For more information on the bands that have been on the show, visit Nugs.net. Thank you for listening.